98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Friday's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Well, would you look who decided to show. Remember a couple of days ago we were telling you that the studio we're in is getting like a revamp?
Yep.
Well, we've got what can only be described as PC speakers on top of the old mic arms that we hated. And they're just being propped up to look kind of cool.
They
look all right, actually. That's
they could possibly be really good speakers. I haven't listened to anything out of them yet.
Genelec.
Let's have a look now. We'll do a little review.
If you're a Genelec speaker brand, we're going to live review your speakers. On the is a warning here in the back that might be applicable to us.
Ooh.
It says electric shock hazard. that happens a lot. He's Googling, so he can't speak.
They're
yeah?
They're not cheap.
Are they not?
No.
It says, do not subject to water or moisture and service only by qualified personnel.
Yeah. No, they're tiny, yeah. But like for what you're doing in here, you don't need big massive speakers. So
we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. It's a work in progress.
Yeah. So next on the list, we get these walls done.
The walls.
And
this thing, so think of 1982, the type of air cooling system you would need to cool a warehouse, and that's what's in the top left of the studio here. It looks so shit. It's so bad.
Have you ever seen what the other end of that looks like, what's on the roof?
The van.
Massive, yeah. Yo. Yeah, it's like it's an Arctic.
Hey, we're going in to drive some fast cars, and Suze, who is actually very nervous, is going to join us.
She's super nervous. She says she didn't sleep last night.
Love it. Can't wait. I can't wait to see her like slide into the grass and then hit the barrier just a little bit. Just a small bit.
And also something that you're going to hear on the podcast is you mentioning what you called a notion-y desk.
Oh, it's such a notion-y desk.
Well, it is like already, like I'm not slouching over a desk because I've got, it's called a very desk and it raises up. It's
you're
brilliant.
You're slouching now.
I am slouching now.
And then during studio hours,
I'm slouching.
You're slouching.
I should be allowed to stand in the studio.
Why don't you?
It's too low, the desk.
Too low for what?
I'm going to bring in a little
you
box.
All you have is a laptop. You just need that heightened up.
Yeah, I'll get a little box and put it on it.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
We literally live solved his problem.
We really did.
Okay, bye.
Live solved. Enjoy the weekend, peace, and live subscribe. Solved. Yeah, live solved.
98 FM's.
Congratulations. You're nearly awake and we'll nearly tell you that you've nearly made it to Friday. Because technically you haven't made it yet because you're still unconscious.
Yeah, you still got those feet under the duvet. You haven't touched that floor yet.
I have a question for you and I'd like to ask it on the radio.
Cool.
Why were you running from your car?
Find out in about 20 minutes while I was running because I got a revelation.
He's legging it.
Legging it?
It looked like he was getting chased by someone in the underground car park when I was pulling in.
Well, it nearly was.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
It's amazing.
To find out in
it's a revelation.
15 minutes. Is it?
Yeah.
Discover.
Is
it
jogging.
Jogging.
The sound of the city. 98 FMs.
Ava Max, Sweep at Psycho 98 FM at 6:12 on the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
I'm still patiently waiting for what you are running for. But before that,
yeah,
let's talk about something else about you.
Uh-oh.
Shocked.
What have I done now?
Shocked and appalled. Shocked. I thought you were only messing, to be honest with you. I thought this was some sort of joke. I thought it was a thing you were using to befriend another member of staff. That's what I thought was happening. Maybe a few of them, actually.
Huh?
Walk into 98 FM and Cooper sits beside me to my right. I'm on the very edge of the column of like desks, and then Suze is to his right.
You're nearest the exit.
Yeah. it's yeah, so people watch, it's funny. And there, this gaudy monstrosity of a apparatus for holding a laptop screen. If you've ever seen them before, these are foldable, upable desks that raise up to like your elbow height. And that's because some people have bad backs or bad posture. And if you're hunched over a desk for the whole bleeding day, you get, you know, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
But you ordered one.
No, I didn't order one.
Yeah.
I got our boss's old one because he got a bigger, newer one.
So you asked for one. There we go.
I asked for the one because I was like, is anyone using that? They're like, no. I said, excellent.
He ordered it.
This desk here, I hate sitting down at it. I hate sitting down being on the radio.
It's low. You're doing it now.
I hate it.
Why don't you stand up then?
Because the mic thing isn't right and I can't see my laptop.
We're getting away from the fact that you have a Notion desk.
That's not a Notion desk.
It is 100% Notion. We have survived in office environments Notion free, sitting down with bad back posture. Sometimes they'll be doing it like this, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm not going
to
die.
You've got things in your shoes to make your back better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was... Yeah.
And I've caught myself in a reflection walking by a shop and I look like a gorilla with me knuckles dragging on the ground. My posture so bad.
Just sit up then like this sometimes.
And then you get so tired. So I just got to stand.
Right. Okay. So that leads us to the new problem of if I want to talk to Suze, I have to go through your crotch and under your arms.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
How's your almost on 98FM at 6:22 on the Big Breakfast? Good morning.
If you were listening at the start of the show, Cooper said that he had something incredible to tell us.
Cast your mind back, Luke, to April 13th, 2018. Nearly a whole year ago.
I can't, but go on. What were we doing?
We discovered something. And that's something we didn't know whether it existed anymore because we've changed location of where we park our cars. And that was, does the building smell anymore? So, if you remember, you saw me legging it this morning because for the last couple of weeks, actually, we've been saying, no wonder does it smell.
So this is the building on the way from a certain car park to this office that smells lovely.
At the back of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, there's a building. And it smells like cotton sheets.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to run up there now and see, does it smell?
That's why you were running.
Yeah, so this is the moment that you actually believed me that it did smell nice.
Down here. Here, smell it. Can you get it?
It smells like land sheets.
See?
Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
It's coming from down. Ah, what the hell?
I'm right, am I right?
Okay, Cooper, I can categorically say you are correct. There is a sweet smell, like laundry or sugary.
The building smells nice.
The building smells nice.
Yes.
Yay, so the building smells nice. We found that out. And we didn't know whether it'd still be smelling. Here's the thing, I didn't need to go all the way up. I don't know, did you notice that the smell has drifted down, whatever way the wind has blown, right outside our building here, 98FM. I was just like, I don't need to go up there. It's amazing.
So it's back.
Yeah.
Because it had gone.
Yeah.
Because we looked a fool. We said on the radio that go down there and smell that building and we could see people smelling around the street and there was no smell to be had.
But there is.
So it must be a spring thing.
It must be a spring thing and at this time in the morning because it doesn't smell like that after 10 o'clock.
It's like Newgrange. It's like the winter solstice. You can only see it at a certain time.
Yeah, the sun goes through the thing, yeah.
Can I... Yeah. Do we have time?
What?
If I could pop down maybe at some point. I
want to just stand outside our building.
Yeah, I want to go down and see.
The more the traffic comes in and out of the city now, the smell will go.
Oh, this is so cool. Yeah. It's got variables.
Yeah. Here, we'll run down now.
Okay, right.
It's 98FM. It's Sugar Babes.
Round. Time. I'm not
6:24. We've time.
Go on.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
It's quiz time. It is the week that was. It's Friday.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter. Peter, have you got your pen at the ready?
Yeah.
Because five questions are about to come your way.
Oh, well.
And if you don't answer them... Well, there's no really repercussions, but we'll be disappointed.
Oh, don't use the D word. Not the T word. All right, go for it, girl.
Okay, if you do know all five correct answers, 0877-98-98-98, get all five right, we'll give you movie passes to IMC Cinemas.
Best of luck, everyone.
Question one. Dublin City Council this week claimed damp and mould in their flat complexes was being caused by cooking, washing, and what else? It was Georgie's top story yesterday. Question two. Name the two comedians who were announced this week as the Grand Marshals this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, I didn't see this. Two comedians. So they're a duo or just two singular?
They are very separate, yes.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. I'll just put down this one.
Question three. What if IKEA revealed as their latest flat pack item?
Oh, damn it.
It's a bit novelty.
Yeah.
Question four.
Oh, yeah.
Flip it.
Why did Transport Minister Shane Ross apologise this week?
Just the once?
I don't know.
Were you keeping on top of your politics?
Always.
And finally, why were cabin crew staff in the news this week?
She's fair play to her. Give her that now. They're hard, Sis.
They're a bit hard.
I've literally just wrote down all the questions rather than the answers. No idea.
You're not allowed, are you allowed to take time, are you? Oh, we have to take a song.
Yeah,
or
I'll give it 3 minutes.
Okay, right.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Dua Lipa, be the one on 98FM. It's 7:15.
For some reason we are forced to be quizzed, or we pay attention Monday to Friday by 98FM Suzanne Brennan, and I know why, because she secretly wants to be a teacher.
I did, actually. True story. Had it on my CAO. Switch it at the last minute.
Look at you now.
Now look at me.
Just come in and learn us too, what?
I don't get any summer holidays. Be here all the time. Useless. Yes, I did want to be a teacher, and I have my red pen, so are we ready to correct them?
Yes.
Yeah, and I got Kelly here beside me, who's got 5 answers.
Okay, Kelly, we'll see how you go. Dublin City Council this week claimed damp and mould in their flat complexes was being caused by cooking, breathing, and what else?
No,
cooking, washing, and what
she
else?
She made a balls of that, didn't she?
Breathing.
It was breathing, yeah.
Open heavy, your windows.
Heavy breathing.
Kelly got it right as well. Fair play to you.
Okay, good start. Not for you, me, though. Question 2. Name the 2 comedians who are announced this week as the Grand Marshals for this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
I said your man from the Spar ad and Jason Byrne.
Man from the Spar ad is Tim Cook.
Yeah. Is it Tim Cook?
Yeah. Comedian. He turns the thing upside down.
Yeah, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Tim Fred Cook.
Fred Cook.
Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple.
So let's call him Fred Spar.
For that. I have Father Ted and the man that slipped on the ice on the RTE news report.
That would be a good combo.
That's wrong though.
Good news for Cooper. You have 50% of that answer correct. Jason Byrne.
Oh.
And the other one is Deirdre O'Kane.
Kelly said that. Yes.
Well done.
All right, question 3. What have IKEA revealed as their latest flat pack item?
Chocolate bunnies.
Luke?
Ice cream. You're all laughing. That means, damn it.
It is flat pack bunnies, yeah.
Kelly said the same thing. Oh, brilliant. Ooh. Kelly. Delighted for you. This has gone well.
All right, question 4. A political question. Why did Transport Minister Shane Ross apologise this week?
I just said politics are stupid.
Okay.
Damn it.
Politics or politicians?
Politics.
I said with the Metrolink mess.
No.
Kelly has illegal taxi drivers.
No.
Oh, sugar, Kelly.
He actually referred to a member of Sinn Féin as a donkey.
Which one? Can we say? Is it really allowed to say? Probably not. Get sued. All right, Grant. Go on.
Let's leave it.
Yeah. They're all donkeys. There you go.
And finally, why were cabin crew in the news this week?
Kelly says the ladies don't have to wear makeup anymore and they can wear pants.
I said they gotta wear hats.
I said Aer Lingus skirt.
Yeah, I'll give Luke a point for that. Cooper, no points. Aww. And Kelly, all of the points. All well right. done, yes. Kelly's they don't have to wear makeup.
Well done.
So do the men have to wear skirts and makeup now? Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, they just change roles.
You got 4 out of 5, Kelly, but we send you IMC movie passes anyway. Go on, it's Friday.
It's George Ezra, Hold Me Girl on 98FM at 6:48.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Marshmallow and Bastille Happier has had 1.2 billion views on YouTube already.
She's fair play to them.
I know. It's a Big Breakfast. Good morning.
For a long time, this was the sound of Formula One. I remember see like Eddie Jordan and that. You just hear this song and they do like a montage of all the mad Formula One cars. And I just don't know anything about cars, but I just thought, oh, that's a great song. However, now the Camelka brothers have sort of taken up the mantle, so to speak, and made their own Formula One inspired song.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I could play that all day and rest in peace, Keith Flint. So because the new season is starting, right? Mm-hmm. Formula One and Chemical Brothers, they've like teamed up to do a remix, a fast remix, in fact. So it's got a BPM, which is beats per minute. That's the amount of like thing.
Yeah.
Of 1500 RPM, which is sort of similar. In fact, it's exactly the same as the current Formula One engines rev to. So they rev to 1500 RPM. So it's 15. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's 15,000. So
15,000.
So 15,000 beats per minute to match the 15,000 revs per minute of a current Formula One engine. There we go. Got it out. It's very difficult to explain, and it's called Neum.
Brilliant.
N-E-E-E-U-M.
God, that's a fast song. I can't picture myself in a dance to that.
All right, do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Brace yourselves, because it's really fast. It's going to go Neum.
Stop.
So they've teased it. They haven't actually released it.
I was like, where's the beats on it?
I know, but I really want to hear it now. It's from their new album, which is called WGTT1500BPM F1 New Mix.
Oh yeah, that's the follow up to WTGTBPM
GDPR.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's obviously just a big publicity thing for Formula One starting again, but I do actually want to hear it. What do you know? What the fastest remix is?
I thought that the fastest song was from Moby from a B-side from I Feel It, which is called 1000, but the actual BPM was 1015 BPM.
Oh.
I have a clip here if you want.
Yeah,
I remember actually raving to this in the Gar Club back in the day.
It's 7:12 in the morning, Steve.
You played 15,000 BPM.
A second of it. Looking forward to hearing that, though.
It's Birdie, keeping your head up on 98 FM. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Don't call me up, Mabel, on 98 FM at 7:22 Friday morning. It's a big breakfast.
So we got to let you in on this, okay? Because a couple of months back, Cooper found a very nice smelling building. Literally only across the road from us, too.
Yeah, it's at the back of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, just the car park entrance and exit. And what's the name of the building? A BDO building or something?
There's a person that actually eats there. Gave us the name of it. I'm trying to find that person now.
They reckon it's the smell of pastries being made
there
in the
go.
Basement.
BDO building, yes. Yeah. So the kitchens. But we say, no, it's not. It's cottony smell. It's lovely. It's like fabric softener. So we went out there. We went out again to see, is it still lovely and smelly and nice?
Dude,
does it still haven't smelled it, Steve?
I know, and I can't smell it now either. I think there's too many cars that have come
by.
It
is. There's a guy with a rubbish bin.
We're getting closer to the point. I can just smell
burning
diesel or oil or something.
Here we go. This is around here, is it? There.
Oh, here.
No. No, that's your flipping perfume.
No, I don't have perfume on. No.
Smog.
I gotta bang it with there.
Follow his nose. We look so weird. We're going on with our noses up in the air.
Damn it.
It's not there. It's gone.
Right. You've got to come back here Monday morning and smell.
Oh, it's gone. No. So what we think is happening here is it's like Newgrange. It's a very exclusive party that we can invite you to, and it's only available between certain times.
Yeah, I think between 5 and 6 a.m. before the traffic starts zipping through the city, and I think there has to be like a coastal breeze coming in by the building. I'm just trying to, you know.
It's a bit notion.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Okay, easterly breeze.
Well, we want to make this a thing. We want to make this a tourist attraction because it is, when it is there, it's cool. It's really interesting. It gives you a nice little kind of buzz. So what we're going to do is put it on TripAdvisor, right? We're going to put it on TripAdvisor. We'll give you some details. You want to Google it, it'll be there. Hopefully tourists from Japan and China and Tibet and also the other side of the world in Australia will come and smell our smelly building.
Like, it's going to be more popular than Tampa Bar is for hen parties. There'll be derelicts, a bunch of hens sniffing the air.
So keep a lookout for it. Write us a review and go smell our smelly building.
It's Kygo. Stargazing, 98 FM.
Ah, stop. You're saying this whole.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Here we go.
Hey kids, listen up. It's Friday.
It's time for Kids Greedy Guts.
Yes.
I love when Greedy Guts is Kids Greedy Guts.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Playing this morning, a lovely person called Abigail Courtney, age 9. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for wanting to play our little game.
Okay.
Come here. Abigail, you're from Lucan. What is the name of the school? Because Luke pronounces it Eclair and I'm saying it's Esclair. Oh. How do you pronounce your school?
Gasco Escarita.
Oh, it there sounds Spanish. Is it in Spain?
No.
It's
Irish.
Oh, right. Sorry. Oh, well, this is going to be so much fun. Have you ever heard of Kids Greedy Guts before? Or did you just kind of randomly text in?
Yeah.
You have? Do you play it in the car?
I listen every day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Are you ready to win some prizes, Abigail?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Abigail from Lucan, who loves ballet and hip-hop dancing.
Nice.
Yes. Five questions, five amazing prizes. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
25 points.
Ooh. Is there anybody there with you, or are you all alone?
I'm with my mum, my dad, and my two twin sisters.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay, they're going to help you. You're going to do so well. Now, here's the thing. So each question is worth a prize, okay? So if you get, like, the first question right, you can take that prize. But if you get it wrong, after winning a prize, you get the prize that you win, essentially. Okay? You'll be fine.
Okay.
So, you know spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many legs do they have?
Eight
is? Correct.
All right.
Yes.
25 points gets you Retro Drive and Movie passes to see Frozen.
Oh. What you say?
Yay.
Is that a good prize?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to move on for the next prize, which is tickets to go and see Anne-Marie in the Three Arena in June?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go for that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
50 points.
Brilliant. So for 50 points, right, for those Anne-Marie tickets, can you tell me a citrus fruit?
Orange.
Boom.
Wow.
There you go. Love an orange.
All right.
You're doing so well, Abby.
You got Anne-Marie tickets at the Three Arena. Would you like to risk that and go for 100 points, which is, you ready for this? An annual zoo family pass. That means that you and your friends and your whole family can go to the zoo anytime you like for a whole year. Could you imagine that? What do you want to do today? Go zoo?
That would be amazing.
I know.
So you got to make a decision here, Abigail. You got to either take your Anne-Marie concert tickets or go for the annual zoo family pass. What you want to do?
Go for the pass.
Yeah.
100 points.
Ooh, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But it's fun. Everybody's having fun. Okay. For 100 points. Which is taller? Do you know the Eiffel Tower in Paris?
Yeah.
The big thing. Right, so which is taller, that or the spire in Dublin?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, easily it is, isn't it? That's a silly question. Well done.
Nice, well done. You now are the owner of an annual zoo family pass. Would you like to stop here and take that amazing prize or move on and risk it? Well, you could win an amazing Lego Friends Heart Lake City hotel set.
Stop the light. Oh my God.
I'm going to risk it for a biscuit.
Risk it for a biscuit, go on!
250 points.
Oh my God.
We're talking to Abigail Courtney. She's in Lucan. She's playing Kids Greedy Guts. She's now on question 4.
And she's fab. She's brilliant. I think
she's anybody who does ballet and hip hop dancing is going to be fab anyway.
How are you finding the whole experience, Abigail? Is it fun? Is it nervous? Is it what?
It's really fun.
Yeah, I do. I wish we could do this every day. Okay. So do you know a boomerang?
Yeah.
Not the thing on Instagram now. The thing that you throw and it goes, it comes back at you.
Yeah.
Right. Where's that made first? Where's that from?
Australia.
What was that?
Australia.
A bit louder.
Australia.
Yes.
Sorry.
Abigail.
Go on, Abby.
You now have a Lego Friends Heart Lake City hotel set. How amazing is that?
Really cool.
Okay, this is where it's going to get to a situation now. If you go for the next question, which is the very, very last question, you risk losing your Lego set.
Oh, no.
But, you ready for this? If you get question five right, myself and Luke here are going to give you a 100 euro Smith's voucher, so buy what you like.
I'm going to move on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
500 points.
Abigail. Your whole team is behind you, aren't they? They're all helping you out. Giving you little whispers.
Yeah.
Little bits of, you're doing great. And they got a big sign that says, Abigail, you're A1. Okay.
The team, Peter.
For 500 points, Abigail, this is the final question. Have you ever gone to like a concert and they're all playing the classical instruments and all the drums and the violins and everything? You ever go to one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that little orchestra is what it's called, there's a guy who directs it. He's in charge. He's the boss. Well, what's his name? Like, not what he's called, but what's his job title? Like, what?
Conductor.
A conductor, like on the train, on a Lewis?
Sorry, love you.
No.
No.
You need tickets there.
Like Peace Proms.
Like a who?
Like Peace Proms.
Like?
In the RDS.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Abigail, well done! You've won Kids Greedy Goods!
You're going to go to Smith's and you're going to say, hi, Abigail here. I was on 98FM. I can buy anything in this store as long as it's 100 euro.
Me.
How you feeling?
Great!
Yay! Can I get a woohoo? Give us a woohoo. Oh, she won't.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, woohoo. Thank you so much for playing our game, Abby.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 98 FMs. Big breakfast. Free. We're going to celebrate.
Daft Punk. One more time at 98 FM. It's 20 past 8.
Congratulations to Abby. She just won 100 euro to win in Smith's, a voucher for herself on International Women's Day. What a woman. We'll play Kids Greedy Guts again very, very soon. Another woman that we have here in the studio. She's fab. She's great. She's good crack. However, she comes sometimes with these like stories that they just get us. And we have to ask her to then tell that story again on the radio just to get other people's opinion on it. So, producer Suze.
Well, this was a weird one, actually.
If you could oblige us.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was out in the city centre in an establishment of an evening.
Okay.
And I went into the toilet and mind my own business, doing what you do in the loo. Mm. And there was a lad in the ladies' toilets.
Oh.
In the cubicle? Lads in there. Yeah, in the cubicle.
Right.
So, why? Because usually in the girls' toilets, the queue's longer. But anyway, he was in there. And two girls went out and they told the bouncer. And they were like, look, there's a lad in there. You need to get him out.
Defo.
So, I was still in the toilet. And the bouncer barges in. And he says, get out of the toilet. And the guy doesn't say anything. But he's two cubicles down from me. Next thing I know, the bouncer kicks open my door.
Of your cubicle.
Of my cubicle when I'm in the toilet doing what you'd be doing in the toilet.
That is so
And
funny.
The lock. So you know in those places, the lock is a slidey one, a silver metal
little
one.
Little bolt.
That flew off the door and went straight past my face and hit the wall and I watched it fall on the ground. And he went, oh God, I'm terribly sorry. And the other lad legged it and he ran out. And the bouncer just did his all. And I went out, proceeded to wash my hands and got on with my day.
So this is the crux of it, right? That to us, me and Cooper both just went, well, surely you should have sued.
Oh, completely. Should have sued.
I know. In hindsight, I didn't do anything about it. I actually picked up the lock, went outside, showed my mates, went, you won't believe why this is in my hand. And then we just continued on.
It leads us to the question, have you ever been in a situation where something happened to you and you suddenly think,
I should have sued.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
We want to hear from you. We want to know. So, you know, the situation is there. Just like Sue said, hence us coming up with the term, which is,
I should have sued.
So you're there, something happens, and then in hindsight, you look back on the thing and you go, ah, God, yeah. I should have sued. There you go. 0877-98-98-98. We'd like to make your weekend a little bit nicer. We'll send you IMC movie passes for those moments when you just, you know, something happened, you trip over a thing, you're in an establishment, and you go, ah, oh,
I should have sued.
Let us know.
Picture this next on The Big Breakfast. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast.
It's the Scorpion Cry on 98 FM. It's 20 to 9.
A couple of minutes ago, Suze was telling us about the time she was in a toilet cubicle and got kicked open by a bouncer who was looking for a lad who was in the cubicles two down. So, wrong door.
Yeah, surprise, it's only me.
We were getting WhatsApps in here about it because it led us to the question of, have you ever been in a situation where...
should have sued.
And a lot of people you have, actually, apparently. A lot of people saying, Suze, get used to it. It's going to be gender-neutral toilets in the very near future.
Yeah, but that wasn't my problem. The problem was the bouncer kicked open the door when I was using the bathroom.
It'll be standard practice, apparently. here's one. Where was this? Okay, so when I was in college, I went out for lunch with friends. I got my food on a tray, so I couldn't see when I was walking down a narrow suitcase. So I fell down the entire suitcase on my bum. I was mortified. All I could do was laugh, but you know what? I...
should have sued.
That's from Sue in Shankill. Then we got this as well.
Did you mean staircase?
I think so. What is
suitcase?
Suitcase. Staircase. Same. Yeah. Same. No. You're right. You're right. Thank you. Dave says that he was in a very popular fast food outlet.
Went up. I ordered a cheeseburger with bacon. Sat down. I paid extra for the bacon as well. And burger came along. No bacon. Devastated, distraught, taught them, Jesus, now, think about it. Should have sued. Shivers, can't talk about it.
Should have sued.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. The 9:15 Mystery Machine. 98FM.
Good morning. Happy International Women's Day. Some might say that's every day, but look, we'll just make a big thing. Oh, hey, yeah, all right, sorry.
Flying the flag over here.
The big woo-hoo in the background. producer Suze is a woman, so happy International
Thanks
Women's
for
Day.
Noticing.
She's in great mood. She's great. Friday,
International Women's Day, so close to the weekend.
Being brought to a racetrack to drive around really fast.
That's later on today.
Can't wait for that.
It's going to be fun. God, it's a great day for everybody. All right, hopefully the machine isn't sexist. And doesn't just shut down. You know what I mean? I hope it's open to everything. So do you want to do it?
My one hope for the machine. Yes, go for that pink one on the side.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
You would.
Oh, yes.
What's it saying on the little screen?
Ooh, it's Last Note Guessing Game, International Women's Day Edition.
Aha! It isn't sexist. Brilliant. Love that. It just popped up here.
Yes, you're going to hear the last note of a song. Can you tell me what the song is?
Okay, all right. Ah, stop.
Go again?
It's way too easy. I don't want to go again because you're going to get it.
No.
Any idea, Pooh? Where are you thinking?
A female American singer?
If I give you the lyrics before it, do you think you'll get it? For instance... who run the world?
Girls, girls. Oh, it's Beyonce, girls.
Oh, yeah.
Who
run the world?
Girls,
girls. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the mother? Oh, my good Jesus. I'm all for International Women's Day, but you can't be cursing on the radio.
What?
Today, girls are allowed to curse on the radio. Go for it, Suze. Go nuts.
No, I'd rather keep my job.
All right, okay. So one for you, okay? That was how you correctly identify the last note of a particular song. This one is for you. If you guess it right, 0877-98-98-98, we will play it for you. Very fast. Do you know that's 0.45 of a second long. Mm. Oh, that's too... I'll make that slightly longer.
0877-98-98-98. Guess the song and we'll play it. We'll give you a nice prize. Bell X won The Great Defector next on The Big Breakfast.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Gather round. Keith
Barry. You know, the ads are always for him. They're always like really dramatic. He's very good, to be fair. We've had him on the show a few times.
Yes.
And always blows our mind. I mean, like crazy. What I've seen him live. I've been out with him on a night, on a Saturday night, and he was bending coins in front of people.
Do you remember he made me read your mind?
He did, and I was thinking awful things.
Swear.
Can't be telling you. Well, now he's going to help the Irish rugby team. He's going to help them defeat all of their enemies in the Six Nations. Their enemies, as in like the TV license guy, his ex-girlfriend, and whatever sporting team decides to play against.
The French.
Yeah, the French. So he's going to reprogram their subconscious.
Oh.
Yeah, to succeed, to exceed expectations. I don't think he's ever done anything like this before, but if they win, he's just going to say, well, I did that. And if they lose, he's going to say, oh, that was my fault.
It was all for showbiz.
I look forward to seeing if they win. I hope they do. From that to something that's kind of got two sides to it, okay? So, Ireland's Eurovision contestant. Whenever I say those words, all the years that we've been doing radio and we talk about them, they're always pretty embarrassing, like Nicky Byrne and everything. You know, it's all like a kind
Dustin.
Of... Dustin's a turkey, Jedward. So it's kind of a laugh. It's a bit of a joke at this point. We had our time winning.
And we've been punished.
Yeah.
We really have.
But now, okay, Sarah McTiernan, right, who came third in The Voice of Ireland a couple of years back in 2015, she has written this song, or she has performed this song, sorry. The song was written by Janik and Marcia Soundjecker.
Okay.
Which is great. And Rosalind. I want to get all those names in because it's actually very, very good. She's from County Clare.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen, right? Without us talking over it, it's really, really good.
I see 22, oh, and I think of you. Lately, that's all I do. Don't you know that I'm always driving by. Wanna come home to you. Oh, I know. I've always been afraid to say.
I can already sense a problem.
But that's got to
it's too good.
It must break into some synths and glitter now in a second, doesn't it?
Here
it
comes.
They're winding me up. This is not the Eurovision song for Ireland. It's too good.
It's so good that it's going to get loads of radio play from all of the radio stations in Ireland, including us. And it's not going to win the Eurovision because it's too good. It's not glittery enough.
There's not the, you know, the Euro trash sound that's been winning recently.
That mankiness,
yeah.
Have that. Well, congratulations. You've just after performing a really good song. And finally, to Lord of the Rings. The prequels, right? The prequels. What's going to happen? Well, it's going to be set before all of the stuff that you saw on the original Lord of the Rings, before all the Hobbit. It's in the Second Age. And it's going to focus on the likes of Sauron, who, if you remember the movies, he was that guy at the start, the big evil guy, the big eye then in the tower. That was him. Well, we're going to find out what young Sauron looked like. So they're probably going to get someone hot to play him, some teenage heartthrob, and he'll turn evil then, like they always do in all the movies.
See, it's the power that turns him evil.
Tell you. Well, that was the Gossip Corner to Luke. One ring to rule them all.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
Ariana Grande, thanks. Next, the Big Breakfast of Cooper and Luke.
Yeah. We are very proud to have a very professional and educated, funny, good-looking, suave, sophisticated girl coming into the studio after Suze.
I'm joking.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, right.
How do you even put up with
it? I don't.
She gets paid.
No, I get paid as well. I'm contractually obliged to put up with the two of you.
Thanks very much. All right, give you one more tune story. It better be like really Friday, International Women's Day. I want it all in one.
Okay, well, it's a bit of a techie story, actually.
Oh, perfect for us then. Yeah, thanks.
But if you can give me a song suggestion that's a Friday tune or something for International Women's Day, okay. I'll be seriously impressed.
Friday tunes.
So for this story, we're going over to Japan.
Oh, cool.
And
you should have told me. I would have music ready.
Okay, well, I'll give you time to get it, and I'll tell Cooper. So this is a new bit of technology which will potentially save the global economy millions, right? So shoplifting is a massive problem all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's catching the thieves. That is what this technology... Oh.
Try that.
I'm very fast.
I do like this. Yeah, that's very
just
quick.
A yoga mixtape.
Kind of, actually.
Cool.
So there's this company that has developed this technology. It's AI cameras. Mm-hmm. So artificial intelligence cameras that are put around the shop and they're placed in all the aisles or in the clothing racks or whatever it is, and they can spot shoplifters before they even steal anything.
Come on.
What, but just like reading their shiftiness, like?
Exactly.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. They've programmed these computers to train them to spot people who are acting suspicious. So if they're kind of looking around them or looking nervous.
Oh God.
The AI will alert the staff. And then what staff do is go up. If you go up to a shoplifter before they shoplift and say, can I help you with anything? They've been noticed. They think they're not invisible anymore and they'll more than likely leave the shop. So it's about prevention. So yeah, it can spot all the aspects of nervousness.
You're literally doing the plot for Minority Report with Tom Cruise. You know that, right? It was about how they stopped a crime before it actually happened.
Well, maybe this is where they got their business idea.
The question now is, were they guilty? They didn't do anything. They were going to do it. Did they do it? No, well then they're not guilty. Or are they?
Moral conscience. Oh, wow. Moral, like, what the hell?
Are they called? Pre-cons?
Pre-cons, yeah.
There's definitely no one arresting a shoplifter.
Oh, is that?
If they haven't stolen anything, of course not. It's just about going up to them and then getting them out of the shop.
Okay.
Is it true, though, that if they do shoplift, that these sensors have stun guns attached to them to shoot the people?
Could do.
Yeah, why not? That's an added extra package you can buy.
Got violent very fast, didn't it? All right. That's a bit of a mad. I like that story.
So if you brought it over here, you know, world would be a better place. All right, I'll kick off the song suggestions with a bit of Ben Harper, Steal My Kisses.
Because I always have to steal my kisses from you.
Really?
Yeah.
I always have to steal my kisses from you.
What kind of business do you steal kisses from if you're not paying for it?
To steal my kisses from you.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Here we go.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So we need some song suggestions for this. It is Friday and International Women's Day, so we're looking for a mixture of both tunes. So Friday tunes, International Women's Day tunes. 0877 98 98 98.
And just because it's Friday, the best song, the one that we pick, will win Retro Drive-In Movie passes to go see Frozen, our final pass that we have to give. So there you go, Retro Drive-In Movie passes for a song based on that story.
Codaline ready next on The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
Mark Ronson. Nothing breaks like a heart. 98FM. It's Cowboy Time. 10 to 10.
Yeah, on a Friday. Suze's here. She gave us a one more tune story. A bit quick recap, maybe.
Yeah, in Japan, they've developed software cameras to detect shoplifters before they even steal anything. So if the cameras notice you're acting a bit shifty around some of the aisles, they'll remove you from the store. God. That's the new age we're living in.
It'd explode if they put it in Temple Bar, wouldn't it? Cannot compute too many shifty individuals. Where is this? This came in. Yeah, what about a song suggestion of The Police, Every Breath You Take?
While you freak, every claim you speak, I'll be watching you.
I get it, because he'll be watching you. This came in a few times.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
It's a bit racist, but look, we won't go with that either. Load of people got this, the same suggestion, which is a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, Sabrina has got the tickets for the Frozen drive-thru.
Frozen drive-thru? Jeez, you'd be...
you wouldn't make it in, you'd be sliding around the place.
Retro drive-in movies, well done, Sabrina. She suggested Somebody's Watching Me. It's the Beat Freaks. It's Friday tune as well.
Friday tunes.
It's 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.